Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Terry Shuttlesworth, senior pastor at Dominion Christian Center, Virginia Beach, Virginia, comes from a family of men and women that move in the Spirit of God. And what you're going to hear of how God has used Terry, he wants to use you. And we're coming into, you were sharing, God showed you that this is a special year, and next year is a very special year. What is going to happen in America in the seventh year and in the eighth year, 2007 and 2008?
I was talking about the year of release that was issued forth out of the mouth of Moses. Now, some people would look back to Deuteronomy chapter 31 and say that this was instituted under the law, but if you understand Moses, the Bible doesn't address Moses like many ministers have today as pastor. The Bible says that Moses was the prophet of God. And so Moses was not in just a pastoral gift. He was actually a prophet who led the people. So when he speaks on behalf of God, first of all, he's not just throwing something out there to the wind. If Moses says something and he says, "Thus saith the Lord," then he's prophesying. Which I would say that many people today that call themselves prophets need to be careful that they don't just go around casting their pearls before swine, but that they release the power of God. You know, everything should be done in wisdom. Nothing should be done without wisdom. I think too many times people feel pressured, even within church circles, to function and to operate in things when they have no business really operating in them, maybe at all, or maybe at that time.
Because they have the pressure to perform.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And I think that's why we've not seen the supernatural as much as we should have, because I feel like many people are doing it, and they're doing it based out of pressure from their peers, even those that are well-meaning very often say things because, you know, the gift of God from God needs to be operating in wisdom. Wisdom is a spirit sent from God. You can't have one without the other. There's no such thing as having the gift of the Spirit if you don't have the fruit of the Spirit. You have to have both operating in your life. So what I saw in Moses and in Moses' life was that he operated and functioned not only in heavenly wisdom but also in earthly wisdom. When he released the spirit of release every seventh year, he said that people would be free from debt and debtors. He said that the eighth year, coming into the eighth year, was going to be new harvests and new beginnings for the people of God. I believe with all my heart that 2008 is going to be a significant time for the nation of Israel itself. I also believe that 2008, in congruency to that, is going to be a powerful year for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
There is a spiritual connection.
Absolutely.
Between the church and natural Israel. It's amazing. When you study the moves of God's Spirit, you'll see that it's significant times in the history of the nation of Israel.
Absolutely.
So what you're saying to me, this great release that's coming, starting this year and coming next into fruition next year, Israel's going to have something happen in the natural. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely. And maybe sometime you and I can just sit down and talk about Israel for a while. But if you go back, if you go back to the move of God that really changed America, post-World War II revivals, the tent meetings and all of that, then you have to go back to the freedom of Israel in 1948. And so you have to go back to all these things. They were all simultaneous. They paralleled one another. When Israel became free, there was a great freedom that came upon the earth. The Spirit of the Lord.
Paint a picture for me of what is going to happen with this next release of God's Spirit that everyone listening is going to be part of.
Well, I think what you're going to see, and if people would pay attention to some headlines, not all headlines, but if you'll pay attention to what's getting ready to happen, I believe that you're going to see Israel come to the forefront again in the headlines in 2008. Now, I can't go into a lot of details on that right now, but I can tell you this, that attention is going to be drawn away from certain parts of the earth, and the eye is going to go back again to Israel. Because whenever there's a move of God, then Israel, natural, is always a sign on the planet or an indication of what God's Spirit is doing. So you're going to see a great productivity come. And when you do, now this is the thing that many people don't realize, but when God is ready to produce, then, and I just heard someone confirm it to my own spirit what I've been preaching, but then the enemy wants to contain that move. The enemy wants to stop what he sees God doing. The enemy doesn't know what God's doing until the manifestation or until the result or the beginnings of what God does. That's why I tell some people, if God has shown you something, you don't need to share it with everybody. It might be more important to you to keep it to yourself, pray it through in the Spirit of God, because many times the enemy doesn't have any clue as to which way God is going until he sees the manifestations of God. And so where there is productivity, there's also containment.
I'm beginning, I don't want to get too far adrift, but I'm beginning to believe that the enemy can't do anything on planet Earth unless some dumb Christian opens their mouth the wrong way.
Well, what happens is the enemy, or, you know, the devil and demons and people that are just used because they operate in the flesh all the time, I believe everything that God does, he does by a word. The Bible says that God created the heavens and the earth by his spoken word, the book of Hebrews,
chapter 11. That's why we have to be careful.
We have to be careful what we say. We have to be careful that what we say in the name of the Lord is what God is saying. So many people think that they have to go outside of the word of God to say something profound in God. But some of the most powerful things that are ever spoken in God can just be the repeating of the scriptures. You don't have to have some great word. You've got a great word, the word of God, the Holy Bible, that which has been backed up, the most proven book on the earth. This is the life of God. There's a word in everybody's mouth right now that's listening to me, and the word that's in their mouth is either going to bring production to their life or bring death. You know, the Bible says that by our words we're justified, by our words we're condemned. Now, we've heard that over and over again, but this is an hour where the importance of what we say has everything to do with what we'll see.
I'm so intrigued by some of the experiences that you've had. For instance, National Geographic had an article on a very unusual type of people in Africa called the ostrich people. Tell me a bit about them.
Well, that's correct. And they're in the Siabua region of the nation of Zimbabwe. And it's been a long time ago, in the early 90s, that we were over there. But when we were there for just a few brief days, and I saw with my own eyes the people who had had curses put upon them. And if they're listening to us today, they need to know that there is a blessing and that there is a cursing. And that if I operate in the blessing of God, then I operate in a curse-free life. But if I operate in curses, then I operate in a blessed-free life. I can't have one without the other. If I look at Malachi chapter 3, when the Lord talked about the giving of the people, he was actually referring to the covenant of Jacob. In Malachi 3, verse 6, he said, "That is why, O sons of Jacob, ye are not consumed." So he's actually referring to his promise, not to the law, when he told them to correct themselves. But when I went into this place, I saw blessing and cursing so vivid, because one half of the tribe had been saved. And those that had been saved, the curses that the witch doctors had been bringing on those tribes for years was through the drinking of the blood of the ostrich. And he would curse the people through this. The people that were being born, the babies that were being born split-hoofed like an ostrich. Their feet actually look like the feet of ostrich.
Now, some people don't realize that the devil does have power, just as God has a greater power. And they literally, because of a curse, were being born with these cloven feet.
They're actually, you know, the devil, I mean, when we see him in creation, he was created as an angelic being. So he's created in spiritual places. And so when he's cast out of heaven, he's still spiritual, but he's, you know, it doesn't have power over the believer. It doesn't have power over God or his church. But when I saw that, you know, I saw the power of God, because those that had been saved, Sid, their feet had gone back to normal.
Tell me about that 9-year-old girl.
Yeah, there was a little girl in one of the when I say a service, we were in a large bush type atmosphere with thatched roofs and paraffin lanterns, so it wasn't a cathedral, but it was packed. I mean, there had to have been 1,500 to 1,800 people that were there, inside and outside, standing out and listening. And the Lord spoke to me and told me to speak a message on a lamb for a house. And I was actually preaching on the power of the blood. When I did, when I spoke on the power of the blood, this little 9-year-old girl began to manifest demonically. And when she did, voices began to come out of her. But you know, I saw something that was so different between what the people of Africa operated in and what people in America operated in. Nobody was even concerned. It wasn't as if the people that were there even turned their heads. Just a few men got around her, and the devils came out of her, just as recorded in the New Testament when they tear out of the young boy, and she was freed by the power of God, just simply speaking. I didn't pray for her specifically. I just preached and declared the word about how there's freedom from death through the power of the blood of Jesus. When I did, she was completely freed. She was picked up by the men, set right in the congregation. And you know why, Sid? Because so many of them had experienced that same kind of deliverance.
But what happened to her feet that were cloven?
You know, her feet came back to her again. Her toes actually came back. The way that they, you could see the toes of the people, but they were just two, like split hoof. They just had two. There'd be three toes on one side and two on the other, and it would just be like a V. But her toes were completely made normal. The next day she came to the service walking with her feet just as they should have been. Amazing.
And not just her.
Not just her.
Everyone you prayed for.
An entire group of people.
We're out of time. Mishpocha, you really need his book, Standards for Success from the Life of King David. He was in a 40-day fast. They are nuggets. One of these nuggets will change the destiny of your life. Very supernatural. Making it available for donation of $16. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.